This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Thursday, July 5th, 2018. I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. There were no fireworks during the first six innings of the Red Sox early 4th of July matinee with the Washington Nationals, but a throwing error and a wild pitch in the seventh gave the Sox the runs that they needed to sweep the Nats in a 3-0 victory at Nationals Park. With runners on first and third and no outs, Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a fly ball to foul ground in the seventh, scoring Rafael Devers for Boston's first run. Adam Eaton made a sliding catch on the play, but uncorked a bad throw to second base that allowed Eduardo Nunez to advance to third, and a wild pitch from Ryan Madsen sent Nunez home for the Sox' second run of the game. JBJ belted a double to right center field in the ninth off of Nats closer Kelvin Herrera to plate Nunez and push Boston's lead to 3-0, and Craig Kimbrell worked around two singles to close out the victory that pushed Boston to 30 games over 500 and sent the Nats below the 500 mark. Eduardo Rodriguez bounced back after two back-to-back rough starts to collect his 10th win of the season. E-Rod tossed six scoreless innings with the Nats earning just three hits and having just one batter reach second base while the Sox southpaw was in the game. Rodriguez struck out six and walked just one to join Rick Porcello at the 10-win mark, as the Red Sox are the only team in the majors with two starters at double digits in the win column. E-Rod's next W will set a new career high in victories for the 25-year-old, who is in the midst of a breakout season in the Sox rotation. Bradley was 1-for-3 with two RBIs, while Devers, Nunez, Mookie Betts, and J.D. Martinez each had two hits for the 59-29 Red Sox. Rodriguez was unable to extend Boston's hitting streak for starting pitchers to three games, as both Porcello and Brian Johnson earned hits in the National League Park during this series. Unfortunately, those pitcher hits don't count in fantasy baseball, but what does count is what app you are using for your daily play, and that app should be the Draft app. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. Just set it and forget it. And the best part, you play for cold hard cash, and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's literally a draft for everyone. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on Draft.com. And for a limited time, all Red Sox newsfeed listeners will get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use the promo code REDSOXBEAT. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using the promo code REDSOXBEAT when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code REDSOXBEAT. The Red Sox added to their bullpen as expected on Wednesday as they activated Tyler Thornburg from the disabled list. Thornburg will adorn the number 47, which was worn by the player who he was traded for nearly 18 months ago, Travis Shaw. Thornburg has dealt with shoulder issues since the trade and has yet to toss a pitch for the Red Sox. Thornburg was 8-5 with 13 saves and a 2.15 ERA with the Brewers in 2016, with 90 strikeouts and just 67 innings of relief, and could be a huge addition to a strapped Sox bullpen if he can return to that form. Boston has won 8 of their last 10 games to maintain a one-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. The Sox will have a golden opportunity to add to their MLB leading record, as they will not play a team with a record above 500 until seeing the Philadelphia Phillies on July 30th. Next up is a series with the Kansas City Royals starting on Friday, as the team with the second worst record in the AL will have to deal with sale day. Be sure to check back here on Friday at noon for a preview of that weekend series with the Royals. You can stay up to date with all of our Red Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed, which updates every weekday at noon on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at clnsmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.